Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. Arnie is off today, but this is Don Goldberg, and I'm here with Sam Forbes, nutritionist and manager of our downtown store and all-around swell guy, and Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. We have a bunch of people who are still on the phones waiting patiently, so let's get right to it. William from Brooklyn, welcome to the Window. How can I help you?
Yeah, it's about the HDL. I heard it's supposed to increase the good cholesterol. By what percentage does it increase it, and how many capsules do you have to take a day?
I don't know.
I actually looked it up in the study.
That's why we have a panel here. That's why we have a group. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I have a computer, because you can go on the National Library of Medicine website, any and all who are listening. It's called PubMed, P as in Peter, UBMED, .gov, G-O-V. And what will come out there is you can put in the keywords, and I put in I'm blocking out it. What do we call it?
Omega 7. C. Buckthorn.
C. Buckthorn. S-E-A Buckthorn. And
I'm not quite sure why the C comes into this. I don't know. Maybe the shrub grows near the ocean or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's
well,
what
it is. Okay, so it's about a 20% increase in the high-density lipoprotein.
Wow.
I did not recall how much they used.
Yeah.
But you can do it yourself. You go to PubMed.gov and put in C. Buckthorn.
Right.
And you'll get several hundred articles. But if you just want the ones that are clinical where they did trials, on the top of the page it says limits. If you click on limits, you can put in a choice of restrictions. In this case, I put in clinical trial,
okay. And
there are only 10 studies that came up, and that was one of them.
I'm sure, William, you no doubt know about the role of niacin. It's probably one of the only, I guess, vitamin/drug that can be helpful in raising HDL, and there has been research to back that up. So perhaps including some niacin if you're concerned about low HDL.
No, I have middle-of-the-road HDL. It's around 60, so
well,
not that low. But
niacin is effective, and so is exercise.
Okay.
Also, while we're giving, a reference material, if you do want to see a little bit more information on the product we were discussing during the first hour, Omega 7 Supercritical from New Chapter, if you go to our website and type in Omega 7 or just pull down New Chapter, you'll see there's a little button, there's a little tag after the listing of the product with information. If you click on that, you'll see a little PDF file that has product information. You can also go to the New Chapter website. I don't know how much detail they have there on the actual research. And I believe the address there is just something like newchapter.com, but you can also get it from us, okay?
Thanks,
all right. Thanks for that call, William. And now from Atlanta, here's Eric. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Eric. How can we help you today?
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Good.
This is my first time listening to your show. I think it's a great idea. I think the more information that's put out there for the people that are interested in alternative medicine, vitamins and supplements, it empowers them to make the best health decisions instead of, I guess, someone else making those decisions for them.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is, this is kind of a general question. I hope it doesn't open a can of worms, but in your opinion, in with Health Chapter, I guess from their perspective as well, does the FDA, is the FDA favoring the pharmaceutical industry far and above more than the vitamin and supplement industry? It just seems like I keep hearing more and more forgiveness on the FDA's behalf when Zyprexia, which has just got a $1.5 billion fine from the FDA, but they were continued to still sell their products for years. And
let me comment quickly. We don't want to get into too much of a general philosophical discussion, but it is a good question, and I think. You know, some of us in this industry have a tendency to demonize the FDA, perhaps more so than we really should. The FDA, yes, they have a bias, an anti-supplement bias, but to some degree they have good reason for it. To some degree, they don't. You have to just remember who the FDA is and what their purpose is, and the fact that they are biased more towards science and evidence-based science than they are towards some of the type of research or justification that is used in the supplement industry. You know, I mean, we know that some herbs, for example, have been used successfully for treating certain health problems for thousands of years. But we don't have the published research or the science to back that up all the time. There are limits to what you can do with supplements, what you can claim for supplements, and there's reasons for that. On the other hand, just because something has been approved as a drug doesn't necessarily, as we have learned over and over again from the news, doesn't necessarily prove that it's effective, that it's safe, or that it's better than other things that are already out there. So, yes, there is a basis. But on the other hand, we deserve some of the blame, because there's a lot of stuff being said about supplements out there that's pure baloney and misleading and marketing hype and things that really has no business being said out there. So, you know, I think the guilt can be shared a little bit, and there is bias, but, you know, we understand the bias. Look, you know, every now and then some article comes out in the news about vitamins being so terrible or this or that, and I come in to the show expecting we're going to get an onslaught of calls about it, or we go into the store and think we're going to get hundreds of people asking. We hardly get one question. And you know why? Because the people who are interested in vitamins, the people who understand the difference between optimal health and adequate health, between trying to prevent disease and cure disease, they already understand this bias. And they don't pay any attention. You know? So, if there's 20 studies about a vitamin that are positive and one study that's negative comes out, that's the one that you hear on the news. But if you've been paying attention all along, you know that there's 20 positives to offset the one negative.
And I think there's more of a media bias and perhaps even the FDA bias.
Yeah. The FDA, yes, is the people there are biased, in a sense, against natural products. But in context, what the FDA is used to getting from drug companies are immaculate, large studies that cost tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to produce, and which can only be justified by the fact that these drugs can be patented, and when they're successful, they can sell billions of dollars. There is no natural product that can be patented because it's a natural product. And therefore, the best you can do with a health food ordinarily is you get a study of 30 people or 50 people or 60 people, and you get a result, and it's kind of a nice result, and it's interesting, but it's nothing like the kind of conclusiveness that the FDA people are used to getting from drugs. And there never will be until there's a way to fund the studies for a product that isn't patented. I will also say that while the FDA really, in its heart of hearts, there are people there believe that drugs work and natural products, you know, probably don't. They are much, much, much stricter when a pharmaceutical company goes beyond the bounds of what they're allowed to say. They give them these heavy fines. And if you listen to the radio for weight loss products, this, that, and the other, you'll see that even though they're not supposed to, there are all kinds of claims that are met that really on the air that really cannot be proved. The FDA, in theory, should be able to stop them. They're overwhelmed, and they really just let the natural products people get away with a whole lot more than they let the drug companies do.
Okay. That's about as much time as I think we can devote to that. Thank you, Eric, for that call. You were calling from Atlanta. We could hear you fine. You must be a good set of lungs. We could hear you. Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm calling from my pickup truck pulled out the side of the road. Thanks
okay,
a lot,
great. Okay, thank you. Okay, time for a short break, folks. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. In fact, here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. My goodness, we're almost paying you to take it off the shelves. Okay, the number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, the FDA, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned that your old silicone supplement makes people want to offer you a breath mint? New, mild-tasting, and odor-free Jarosil allows you to get the benefits of silicone without the unpleasant taste or breath caused by choline when used as a stabilizer. Silicone is an important element in the maintenance and repair of your body, but as we grow older, we can have difficulty absorbing adequate silicone from our diet. So you deserve a pleasant-tasting silicone supplement. Jarosil gives you the silicone you need to support bone health and mineral density, as well as joint strength. Jarosil also strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil even supports the strength and elasticity of arteries. Jarosil is available in a mild-tasting liquid formula that includes boron and zinc. Jarosil from Jaro Formula.
Okay, I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices in nutritional supplementation and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you really should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale right now. Doctor's Best, 40% off the entire line. Source Natural, American Health, the entire line's 35% off. Country Life, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, the entire line's 30% off. And there's much more. To check out the full sale listing on our website, go to www.wilner.com, Wilner with two L's.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just told you, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar Nutri-Nano CoQ10 today.
What's in your Omega diet? While Omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, Omega 7, the Omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical Omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega-3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here sitting next to me, and on the other side is Dr. Richard Podell. Let's get right back to the telephones, and let's welcome Betty from Clifton. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Oh, yes, I have shingles, and I wonder if there's any nutrient. I did 25 days. I have them. They're still here.
Well, at first I thought you were complaining that your roof was leaking, but that's not the... Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess, do you have the still have the blisters?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're not blistery. They're funny looking.
Well, I mean, we know that certain amino acids, particularly lysine, may be helpful here. It's it prevents or seems to suppress the virus that causes it. So lysine may be something useful. There's a product called from Quantum, a company called Quantum that makes super lysine formula, and it seems to have a number of ingredients that might be helpful, in the, including lysine along with some echinacea and golden seal, a few things to help boost up the immune system. You may want to take a look at that. You take probably 1-3 times a day. Topically, there may be a few things that are helpful. Enzymatic therapy, for instance, makes a Melissa or lemon balm is effective as a topical treatment.
What is that one?
And that's called, I believe, Herpalin from enzymatic therapy.
Herpalin?
Yep.
H-E-R-P-E-L-Y-N or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, enzymatic therapy is the manufacturer.
And now you're still having pain from the...
I don't have the excruciating pain.
Well, that's good.
But every day it's numb now and they burn.
Mm-hmm. But are the blebs still coming out?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
But they're still
there?
They're there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is whether or not you're still having an active viral infection or not. Usually, initially, you have all these blebs coming out, and there's active viruses, and they respond to antiviral drugs.
I did take the antiviral drug.
So the question is, if it's still going on, then maybe you need either a different or a higher dose antiviral drug.
Uh-huh.
But then what usually happens is that the herpes virus causes damage in the nerve,
uh-huh.
which is where the pain came from.
Uh-huh.
And even though the virus is gone or gone back to sleep, the people may have continuing ongoing pain for a long time. So fortunately, your pain isn't that bad. So, but the burning sense is probably from the damage that was caused by the virus. It doesn't have to be painful. Burning considered as a variant of pain. I think among the things that might help the nerve healing, although none of these have actually been tested, would be things like lipoic acid at, say, 600 milligrams twice a day. Certainly a multi-B vitamin. I would increase the thiamine component to 100 milligrams a day. That's vitamin B1. It's important in nerves. I would take a coenzyme Q or the new ubiquinol. Ubiquinol would be at 3 capsules a day for 1 month, and then just once a day. And I would probably add some acetyl-carnitine, say 500 milligrams twice a day. And I would let that run for a couple of months. However, if the pain starts worsening, then you need to see your doctor. And it turns out that both narcotic pain medicines and drugs like Neurontin are helpful in preventing further worsening of pain. That is, pain itself seems to cause damage to the nerve long term, so you actually want to over-treat the pain rather than under-treat it.
Is this the first time that you've had an episode like this?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Padel, what are the odds of somebody, after they have it once, of having it again sometime in the future?
Well, that's kind of controversial, but yes, it can come back.
Because, well, the reason I'm asking is, of course, you know, as you folks know, shingles is caused by a virus, the same virus that causes chickenpox,
right?
Okay, and it's sort of, it kind of lays dormant for a long time.
When it comes out.
So, you know, we always get the phone calls from somebody when they have the outbreak. Which, in a way, it's kind of, you know, not really the time that nutritional supplements can be as helpful as drugs because you're in the acute stage. But one of the things I always feel is, you know, it can be prevented, perhaps, at least to some degree, by keeping your immune system functioning optimally. And, you know, any of you, I don't know how you know, until you've had your first outbreak, Dr. Padel, are there any way of knowing if you're predisposed to herpes, to shingles or not?
I don't think it's been studied systematically. I mean, there are immune system tests, like the natural killer cells, and if they were particularly low,
but
you might assume they'd be more vulnerable.
There's no hereditary connection that we've seen?
Not that we know of. It seems to occur sometimes out of the blue, but it certainly occurs when someone is sick with some physical illness. It can also occur after someone's had an unusual mental stress.
So, again, one more reason, in my opinion, why it's so important. You know, we were talking earlier about the general the importance of taking vitamins and so forth. One more reason why it's so important to aim towards optimal nutrition, optimal health, keep your immune system functioning at its optimal levels, especially as you get older. You know, we've talked many times about the increased needs of the elderly. Don't let your immune function become compromised as you get older. Okay, folks? So keep, take your multivitamins, take your B vitamins, all of the things we talk about all the time for immune system function, and hopefully that'll maybe reduce your odds of getting shingles. Thanks for that call, Betty. It's time for another break here. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements, talking about the immune system. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products is now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good. Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And right now, taking a look what's happening over on the Grand Central Parkway. It looks like we have some problems. It's going to be on the eastbound side as you head in towards the area of Queens Boulevard. Disabled vehicle. It has been cleared, but traffic's still very slow. Cross Bronx Expressway, eastbound side at the Major Deegan. Left lane's going to be blocked off there. And cruising along over on the Horace Harding Expressway by Utopia Parkway, an accident gone. Bronx River Parkway, northbound side at Gun Hill Road. An accident has been cleared. Getting across the 59th Street Bridge, a bit busy. The outbound side, lower level, accident is being cleared. Inbound side, though, appears to be doing okay. Getting across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, overall in good shape. Just looking at about a 5-minute outbound wait over at the Holland Tunnel. Other than that, though, you appear to be okay. No problems at this hour getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Also, quickly taking a ride over on the New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway. No problems. This report sponsored by IHOP. What's better than breakfast?
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. First thing I want to do is to let you know that we have some open phone lines. So those of you who have always wanted to call us and get your questions answered, now is an excellent opportunity. The number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We have some open lines. That number works from everywhere in the United States, maybe even the Virgin Islands. So if you're living in the Virgin Islands and you've always wanted to give us a call, here's your chance. Okay, hustle over to that telephone, put down your Mai Tai or whatever it is, and give us a call. Okay, anyway, the other thing that I wanted to tell you, I hinted at this during the first hour. A Freeman, Jeremy, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, a Mr. Freeman, I'm sorry, because I'm looking at his picture. Jeremy Freeman is a bodybuilder. And there's no mistaking that if for any of you folks into bodybuilding out there, or if you saw his picture, this is remarkable. This gentleman is connected to Now Foods at this time, because Now Foods has brought out a new line of bodybuilding and sports supplements, all natural. And Mr. Freeman is going to appear at our store on Park Avenue, assuming he can get in the front door. I think he'll probably have to turn sideways to get in the front door. But on Wednesday, the 4th of February, he is going to be there from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m. Now, he will be – I'm not sure I'd want to shake his hand, but he'll be there to answer your questions about sports supplements and bodybuilding. He will be signing photographs, and even for those of you who are not into sports medicine, he is going to be giving away – I believe it's 100 or 150 copies of a book on nutrition. This is not just on sports medicine, Seven Syndrome Healing, a nice book by Marcia Zimmerman and Jason Kroner, Compliments of Now Foods. So even if you don't want to end up looking like, well, I don't know, Charles Atlas. I was going to say Charles Atlas, sort of dating myself, but Charles Atlas wouldn't hold anything.
I think this guy. New one is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a little bit old now, sort of long in the tooth.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, come by on the 4th of February from 12 noon to 2:30 p.m. Pick up your this nice book. Meet Mr. Freeman, get an autographed picture, and have an all-around swell time, okay? That's Wilner Chemist, 100 Park Avenue, 12 noon to 2:30 p.m., Wednesday, the 4th of February. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, and again, let me give you the phone number one more time. 1-800-321-0710. Now we will go to the phones, and let's talk to Joy in Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Joy. How can we help you?
Thank you for being here to help the public. My question basically is, how do you treat osteoporosis? And I have already seen, doctors galore. One of them said don't even take any calcium, zinc, or magnesium, because it's all leaching out into the blood. It's not staying in the bones.
Well, it should be in the blood.
If you don't have enough in the bones, the hormones leach it out from the bones into the blood.
If you don't have enough in the blood, you see, the body's main concern is to, and then we'll answer the more practically in just a moment, but the body's main concern is to maintain a certain level of calcium in the blood. If the blood calcium level becomes too low or too high, you're in big, big trouble. And there are these hormones that are involved in doing that, okay? And if the calcium in the blood falls too low, the body pulls calcium out of the bone to prevent the calcium in the blood from dipping too low. And that's part of what you need to prevent. So you need to keep your calcium levels high enough so that they don't fall too low in the blood, and high enough so that you have as much as possible stored in the bone so that the bone is strong, and that if anything gets pulled away, you're not going to end up with osteoporosis, osteomalacia, or any other related problem. Now, if your underlying problem with osteoporosis is hormone related, then, you know, his first goal might be to normalize that problem. But that does not mean that you don't need calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and all of the other minerals and nutrients associated with the bone strength. Is there any special reason why he do you have some unusual situation that would lead to a recommendation of no calcium?
Well, right now I'm taking L-thyroxine for low thyroid, and I've had a cystinides test for the parathyroid that showed nothing, and I have to go for a CT scan. But there were high levels of calcium in the blood, and I have had two bone fractures, which has taken 2 years out of my life.
Well, okay. Again, you know, look, one of the mistakes that I think a lot of doctors make, and this is not just my opinion, but, you know, they're quick to write prescriptions for various drugs like the Fosamax, things of that sort, and then they neglect to tell you to take your calcium, magnesium, and so forth at the same time. You know, you need calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, and the trace minerals, and all those things for a strong bone. Dr. Podell, am I missing something
right
here?
I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities why people have osteoporosis. The most common of which, aside from the aging process itself, is that their vitamin D levels are subpar. They're not getting enough calcium, magnesium, zinc. Then there are some diseases like hyperparathyroidism and other kind of red herring things that can, in effect, mimic and that make
actually, red herring
worse.
Is a good source
red,
of calcium,
red herring
so that's,
is good.
That's okay, yeah.
Real high-protein diets are bad, for instance. And in America, we have a lot of that. The phosphorus, that, like in sodas and diet sodas, tends to bring out osteoporosis. So there's a lot of elements
right,
to
but
it.
But I get the feeling, I think that what she's saying is because her blood calcium was high, that either she thinks or her doctor told her, perhaps, that she shouldn't be taking calcium supplements?
Well, okay. Most of the time, the blood calcium level is not high. If the calcium level is reproducibly high, then you have to look for causes. And that
reproducibly, by the way, I think is an important term,
yeah,
because the level of calcium in the blood can vary, you know, very rapidly and from time to time.
That's right. So if it's consistently high, that's caused by something. And among the things that cause that is an overactive parathyroid gland. There's a condition called sarcoid that can cause it. Certain cancerous conditions can cause it. A whole bunch of weird endocrine
things
can cause it.
Too much vitamin D?
Too much vitamin D, sure. But normally, people with osteoporosis, their blood calcium levels are normal because the body regulates that to be normal. So if it's high, that's a whole different story.
And something that needs to be, and the cause has to be determined. It's not really, you're not really treating osteoporosis now. You're treating, I guess, hypercalcemia.
Yeah, for the time being until you find out what it is.
Okay. Yeah. So Joy, I think really you have two separate problems here, perhaps with you.
There's it's not hyperthyroidism, it's hypo. Thyroidism.
No, we're talking about the parathyroid. Those are little glands around the thyroid.
They came up with nothing so far on that.
Well, they have to keep looking to try to find out why the calcium is too high, but that's not really directly related to treating your osteoposis. I mean, it might be
causing her osteoporosis.
Yeah,
but we have to find out why.
Yeah, but you got to treat that before you treat the osteoporosis, right, Dr. Podell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it looks like Joy, your case of osteoporosis is probably a little bit more complex than a typical person with osteopenia or osteoporosis. So obviously a little more investigation has to be done with you and your doctor.
Yeah, because, I mean, not that we don't want to make recommendations that you might find helpful, but we're kind of limited to the more, you know, normal situation where calcium, magnesium, strontium, vanadium, vitamin D, trace minerals like copper and zinc, vitamin K, you know, maybe hyperflavone and soy, all of these things, you know, these are the things we would normally recommend. But again, you have to first figure out what is causing the elevated calcium before you can really move to the normal nutritional treatments for osteoporosis, okay? Let us know what you find out, okay? Maybe we can be a little bit more help the next time you call, Joy. Thank you for the call and good luck. Okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a little break now, and then we'll get right back to the phones when we get back. Let me see where I am here. Okay, yes, it is time for a break. The phone number, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. Number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium for four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
In the world of vitamin supplements, the use of superior ingredients and optimal dosages are what separate good vitamins from great ones. And Super Nutrition multivitamins are great. Super Nutrition is a family-owned and operated vitamin company that has strived to produce the most effective, optimal potency multivitamin formulas available today. They've been passionate about improving people's health and creating formulas of the highest quality for over 30 years. At Super Nutrition, products are designed and created based on scientific research and developed under the highest standards in the industry. You can feel the difference for yourself when you take a Super Nutrition multivitamin. And Super Nutrition has a formula to meet the individual needs of everyone in the family. And during these cold winter months, use the Super Immune multivitamin to keep everyone in your household feeling fantastic all the way till spring. Go to SuperNutritionUSA.com.
Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Super Nutrition supplements, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and with Dr. Richard Podell. And let's try to squeeze in as many phone calls as we can. Let's go directly to Robert in Lawrenceville. Welcome to the World in the Window. Robert, how can we help you?
Hi. Yes, sir. I just been reading here and listening to other talk shows, and just had a question in reference to your vitamins and minerals and so forth, synthetic as versus to the whole food type. You say that your body really utilizes and just takes in better as far as if it's, if it comes from a whole food versus a synthetic, the synthetic.
Well, okay, I think
Coal tar and chemicals.
Yeah, I think I understand where you come from. Let me give you the answer to that. The vitamins that are in supplements are no different than the vitamins that are in foods, whole foods, half foods, quarter foods, any kind of foods, okay? They're the same. Whether or not, and I think, you know, as just a matter of common sense, that you're better off getting your vitamins in with food whenever possible. Obviously, there are other things in food besides just the vitamins. A supplement, however, that is supposedly derived from food has its good points and bad points. If it really is a supplement derived only from food, the levels of the vitamins will be relatively low, which is okay if that's what you want. If, on the other hand, the supplement claims to be a food-based and yet the levels of the vitamins are high, like, you know, 25 milligrams, 50 milligrams of B vitamins, things of that sort, then what you have is merely a mixture of the food concentrates with the vitamins, which, again, is okay, you know, as long as you have room to put both the food concentrates and the vitamins into the tablet or capsule, that's okay. To start, however, trying to imply that somehow or other those high levels of vitamins in the food are not the same as vitamins in regular supplements is misleading. That there's a lot of marketing that moves in that direction, but it's really not true. For lower potency products, you can get the vitamins directly from the foods as you concentrate the foods. For higher potency products, you are just getting a mixture of food and vitamins, which, again, is fine. On the other hand, you could accomplish the same thing by taking your regular vitamin supplement along with food and have the same thing happen. Now, are there can there be differences between what you call synthetic vitamins and the natural vitamins? Yes, that's one difference. Certain vitamins come in both a natural form and a synthetic form. Let's say, you know, vitamin E is probably one of the better known cases in point. You can synthesize vitamin E in a laboratory, and it's not the same as the natural vitamin E. Now, it's the same up to a point in the sense that it's like half the potency. Half of it is synthetic and half of it is identical to the natural material. But there's isomers. There's eight different isomers of vitamin E. So it's very difficult to get a synthetic vitamin E that includes all of the isomers as well as the natural of the alpha form. So there can be differences between natural and synthetic vitamins, but that's not really a function of whether it's been incorporated into foods. All right? Be a little bit careful of the marketing. There's nothing wrong with getting as much food concentrate as possible in your supplements. Just be aware that that in order to take up room, you know, the food takes up room in that tablet. So the more food concentrate that you squeeze into a tablet or a capsule, the less room that you have for the actual supplements. And Don, okay?
And Don, I think Robert was also inquiring, or if you're not, perhaps you should. There are also advantages to taking supplements than not taking supplements, almost irregardless of what your diet is. I mean, taking a supplement gives you an advantage over not taking any supplements at all. Your diet can never be perfect. It's very difficult knowing how much you're absorbing. Depleted soil, not providing full spectrum or high potency of minerals in the foods may vary. So there's a lot of good reasons to take supplements over not taking supplements, if that's also one of your questions.
And sometimes the straight supplement form of a vitamin is a better utilized than the vitamin in the food. Okay, thank you for that call, Robert. Let's try to squeeze in another call. Rita from Hewlett. Hewlett, I guess.
That's it, Hewlett.
Okay, yeah. It looked okay when I first said it, but then when I started thinking about it, it started seeming strange. Anyway.
It is strange. You're right.
Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Fine, thank you. I've been a long fan. I love your show. It's just wonderful. I've learned a lot. I have so many things to ask, so I'm going to narrow it down to the two things I told the young man that I would, and then I look forward to calling again. One is myself, the gal that you had before, the fellow you just spoke with about osteoporosis. I'm 79. Yes, I have it. I do have osteoporosis. And I've been on various things, the Fomex and Actinol, and was holding fairly decently until the last year, although I have lost almost 4 inches of my height. I'm now 5'1". I started out almost 5'5". So, big story.
Pretty soon they won't let you get on the big person rides when you go to the amusement park.
Oh,
you know?
Please, I'm going to cry and hide if that happens. If I hear the word petite once more, I'm getting nauseous from that. I'm on Blue Bonnet, and the worst part is that as I've gotten older and I am quote-unquote petite,
I'm running out of time, so I want to answer your question.
Let's talk about strontium. I cannot swallow the one that a large cap. I even take my calcium, magnesium in a liquid with Blue Bonnet.
You can always crush it up or empty the capsule and then mix it with the liquid.
Can't do it, and it doesn't melt in it. Is there anything smaller than that one, that Doctor's Best that everyone seems to?
Well, the Doctor's Best, I believe, is a capsule.
Correct. I'm not talking about tablets. I can't even take a sort of.
So why can't you open up the capsule?
I call them. I can't even get the damn thing open. I shouldn't say that over the radio. Don't
I mean, physically, you just can't pull it apart.
That's right.
Try a knife.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't ever occur to me.
Okay, now that we've solved that problem, what's your...
Unless there's any other brand.
We don't know of any.
I don't think that's really the problem.
Smaller capsule? See, I can handle a smaller capsule.
Well...
If you're already taking the liquid calcium, magnesium, and D or something, then it's really so easy. Just cut open that capsule, put that into the liquid, and just drink it right down.
With the calcium, though.
I don't take strontium. I should not take calcium. Are you saying...
No, you take them at separate times.
You have to take strontium away from calcium supplement. But
oh, well, it's a good thing. You did tell me if I'm lucky enough to do it. And I do take that K, the special one, 2 or 7
special
or
K.
something. Yes.
No, MK7.
MK7, yes. That's right. It. I'll get it right.
You're showing the age you wish you were, Sam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know of another strontium, but give that a try. Cut it in half and just dump it out and put in some water and drink it.
All right, because I'm doing poorly. They want to put me on Forteo now with the inject daily injections.
And check your vitamin D. Make sure you have enough vitamin D.
Very good.
Vitamin D is very important to this whole thing, okay? Well, okay, real quick. You wanted to know about Huperzine?
Yes, my husband has... vascular dementia.
Okay. Well, Huperzine is one of those herbs that seems to be helpful for age-related cognitive decline and Alzheimer's, things of that sort. Sorry, but we'll talk to you more later. Running out of time. Have to pause for a short message.
Mm-hmm.
Winter is just around the corner, and you know what that means. Here comes the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition, and American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. Now that's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope that you've enjoyed it as well and learned something at the same time. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Ira and Noah in the control room for all of their help. Good afternoon, everybody, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.